Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Welcome back, everybody. We have Trump and the TVA, Birmingham and the XFL, and the world's longest yard sale. I'm Ike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. Heads rolled Monday at the Tennessee Valley Authority as President Trump clashed with the leadership over the hiring of foreign workers, reports the Associated Press. The president told reporters at the White House that he was firing Skip Thompson of Decatur, Alabama, whom he had appointed as the board's chair. Trump also fired another member of the board and threatened to fire more if they don't stop hiring foreign workers. The nonprofit U.S. Tech Workers has been criticizing the TVA for furloughing its workers and replacing them with contractors using foreign workers with H-1B visas. The president, quote, "Let this serve as a warning to any federally appointed board. If you betray American workers, you will hear two words. You're fired." Some in Birmingham really still want to see it become a big league sports town. Minor league sports come and go, of course, and then the Barons make the Ham a proud AA stop. The major sports like the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball have been out of reach. Larry Langford never got that Olympics bid either. So the XFL, that other pro football league, might be right up Birmingham's alley, or so some might think. AL.com's Howard Koplowitz reports that Birmingham City Council President William Parker is calling for a meeting with the league's new owners. One member of that group that owned the NFL, incidentally, is actor, wrestler, good guy Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That group acquired the league on Monday from World Wrestling Entertainment CEO Vince McMahon for $15 million. You may recall the XFL's first run back in 2001. With the opening scrambles and the cheerleaders and He Hate Me. They tried to make another go of it earlier this year, but ended up filing Chapter 11 back in April because, say it with me, COVID-19. Now, if they're able to get the league up and running again, Council President Parker wants to see a team at Legion Field. Quote, "By having the XFL at Legion Field, we'll be able to keep major sporting events at the historic stadium year-round, since the league plays in the spring." The coronavirus pandemic won't be stopping the world's longest yard sale from taking place, reports Tribune Media Services in the Gadsden Times. I mean, they do stretch the thing out almost 700 miles. You ought to be able to find you a 6-foot circumference of clean air somewhere along that route. It begins this Thursday and runs through Sunday. The annual string of yard sales begins at Alabama's own Nocalula Falls in Gadsden. Eventually takes Highway 127 through Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Ohio, and all the way up to Hudson, Michigan. I'm getting a little chilly just thinking about it. For more information, check out www.worldslongestyardsale.com. Thank y'all so much for listening. Now here's my occasional ask. If you haven't yet and you're able to, drop us a rating and maybe even a comment on whatever app you use or on our Amazon page if you use the flash briefing. We appreciate you either way. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Until then, stop by and see us anytime you want to, day or night, on the World Wide Web at AL.com.